بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of the principles of fiqh and the fiqh foundations. We have reached foundation number 9, and this is in accordance with the book by Sheikh عبد الرحمن ابن ناصر السعدي رحمه الله entitled القواعد والأصول الجامعة والفروق والتقاسيم البديعة النافعة. The basic rulings, principles of fiqh, beneficial and eloquent classifications and differentiations by Sheikh عبد الرحمن ابن ناصر السعدي التميمي رحمه الله. And we have reached number 9, foundation number 9. The title of this foundation is Al-Urfu wal-Adatu yurja'u ilayhi fi kulli hukmin hakama bihi al-shari' wa lam yahuddahu bihad. The urf. Now we need to make a definition of this word, the urf. It's important to know what it means. The urf means what is commonly known. Urf means commonly known, comma, commonly received, comma, commonly conventional. Commonly conventional, commonly used, and common parlance. This is the meaning of urf. So, Al-Urf is referred to in every ruling ruled by the legislator, not specified when it's not specified by a limit or distinguished by an interpretation. This is the foundation. This is the foundation. Foundation number 9. Again, Al-Urf is referred to in every ruling ruled by the legislator or legislated by the legislator and not set by a limit nor distinguished by an interpretation. So the urf is a reference. Under such situations, the urf is referred to in every ruling legislated by the legislator and not set by a limit nor distinguished by an interpretation. Okay, this is the foundation. Can you read the foundation now? This is foundation number 9. This is the title. Under these circumstances, when there is no limit set or a clear or a distinguished interpretation, clear interpretation, then the urf is a reference, is considered. The urf is considered. The issue of the urf and the shara' the legislation. Can be in terms of which one to act according, is a matter which revolves between three situations. First, if the legislator states that the reference is the legislation, not the urf, even if people are accustomed to the urf, then the legislation must be the reference. This is the first situation. If the legislator states that the reference is the legislation, not the urf, not what people commonly are, you know, accustomed to, even if the people are accustomed to the urf, then the legislation must be the reference. For example, let us take an example where things become clearer. If the urf, if what is commonly received or commonly conventional, states that the girl who did not reach the age of puberty is to be obliged in marriage, having no choice. If this is what people are commonly accustomed to, or commonly conventional to them, or commonly used in their communities, or commonly known to them, if the urf states that the girl who did not reach the age of puberty is to be obliged in marriage, having no choice, then this is, then the reference should be what in this case? In this case, the reference should be what? The urf or the legislation? The sharia, the legislation, must be the legislation. Now, second, if the legislation states that the reference is the urf, not the legislation, so we refer to the urf. So we take the urf as a reference. If the legislation states that the reference is the urf, then we take the urf. The examples on this are many. Like, for example, the relations between the spouses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. عَاشِرُوهُنَّ, with respect to the wives now, عَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and treat them in ma'ruf. What is the reference here in the urf? So we refer to the urf in terms of spending, in terms of maintenance, because there is no limit set. You see that? There is no limit set. And in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, they are entitled, the spouse, the wife, or the wives, they are entitled for maintenance بالمعروف in what is known in the عرف. So we refer to the عرف. And in the case of another example, in the case of Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan, may Allah be pleased with them, when she came complaining to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Abu Sufyan was miser in spending, and she asked whether she was permitted to take from him what would be sufficient for her and her children without telling Abu Sufyan. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, خذي ما يكفيك ووالدك بالمعروف. Take what is sufficient for you and for your children بالمعروف. بالمعروف, no limit, بالمعروف, in accordance with the عرف. Sufficient as a maintenance, sufficient for clothing, for your spending, what's commonly conventional. Take another case. Take the issue of the hirz. Hirz. What is the hirz? This is what is commonly hirz. No, not ayahs. Hirz. Hirz. Not ayahs. We'll define this. This is what people conventionally use to protect their wealth in. This is the hirz. So if someone steals from a hirz, then in this case the application of the punishment is applicable upon him. But the limit of the hirz was not specified. It is left to what is commonly conventional. And it differs. It differs. What constitutes a hirz differs. For example, the hirz for gold and precious things is different from other things which are less by convention, right? Right? For example, we said the hirz for gold and silver and diamonds and so forth is stronger than the hirz of other than that. And also it differs with what? With the strength of power of the authority and its weakness, and whether the authority is just or tyrant, isn't it? It differs. For example, if the authority is strong, then the hirz is light. You agree? If the authority is strong, then the hirz is light. Agree? طيب. Mean the least would be considered as a hirz, would be sufficient. In fact, in some places, when the adhan is called, people cover their commodities with a sheet and they go for the prayers. And in some other countries where the authority is not as strong, they have to put locks before they do that. Clear? Clear? Now. Okay, alhamdulillah. Similarly, on the other hand, if the authority, the leadership is weak, then correspondingly the hirz would be what? Strong. Exactly. Reciprocal, rather. And if the Sultan, the authority, is just, then the hirz would be light. And if the Sultan, the authority, the leader, is tyrant, oppressor, then you have to increase the strength of the hirz. Also, take for example cattle. The hirz for cattle is a fence. If they are within this fence, they are in their hirz. So if someone now steals from them, then he will be subjected to the punishment. Right? Because he took it from a hirz. Because he took it from a hirz. Okay. There you have, at the corner of a road, a building under construction. If someone goes and steals a bag of cement from this building under construction, this is hirz, right or wrong? Because this is commonly conventional that this is hirz, right? So he is subjected to legal punishment. You see how here it is a common what? This is urf. You understand now? The hirz is left to the urf. It was not specified by the sharia in terms of its limit. You understand now? In these examples. Now you begin to understand the foundation, right? Now, a car in the street, in the market, or let's talk about in the street where your home is. This is now common convention that it is a hirz. This is common convention that this is a hirz. Parking next to your door or in front of your door, the entrance to your building or your house. نعم okay, this is then the second, the third thing with respect to the urf and the legislation. The third situation, when the legislation, the legislator did not specify to refer to anything, when there is no specification by the legislator to refer to anything, like for example the formats, like the formats of contracts, the formats of contracts. So, for example, in trade, the legislator did not say that the trade must be actualized by specific wording or marriage must be specified by specific wording or if someone divorces his wife the revocable divorce. The legislator did not specify certain wordings to return her to the marriage before the end of her waiting period. Similarly, the legislator did not specify specific wordings regarding the pledging something, which is known as ar-rahn, pawn. There is no specification for words. So therefore, to whom should we refer in these matters? In trades and the pledges, in the nikah, in the marriages, to whom? To the urf. Exactly, to the urf. Also the dowry. Is there any specification for the dowry? Is there a specification for the dowry? No. No specification. The legislator left it to the urf, the mahr. Also, the woman bleeding beyond her regular menses, beyond her regular menstruation, she refers to what? She refers, as we will explain later, she refers to the menstruation periods of her woman relatives. Of her woman relatives first, of her family. Exactly. Let's talk about this because this needs details. So we say, woman, either she has a regular menstruation or she doesn't, in terms of the woman who is what? Who is bleeding goes beyond the woman who is known as the Mustahaba. Either she has a regular menstruation or she doesn't. Let's correct this and rephrase it. The Mustahaba, the woman whose blood flowing goes beyond the menstruation. Either she has a regular menstruation or she doesn't. So, if she has a regular menstruation, length of time of menses, she refers to that. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said to the woman Habiba bin Jahsh, when she complained to the Prophet ﷺ concerning her bleeding, she had blood flowing beyond the Hayd period, beyond the menses period. The Prophet ﷺ directed her and said, keep away from prayer the length of time that your menses prevented you. Keep away from prayer the length of time that your menses prevented you. Then take a bath and offer the prayer. Then take a bath and offer the prayer. So if she has a regular menses, then she refers to her menses. Let's take an example on this. A woman who has a regular continuous menses 6 days every month. 6 days every month, regular. Okay, and then one day the blood went on to the 10th. So there were 4 days beyond. You tell me now. She has a regular menses, right? Her regular menses continue 6 days every month. Then one day she had what? 1 month bleeding continued up to 10 days. So 4 days beyond her regular number of days, she sits for these 4 days. She does. She sits for the 6 days, and then with respect to the four, she takes a bath and then offers the salah. Right? She takes a bath and offers the salah in these 4 days. Clear? Clear? Tayyib. Now suppose she doesn't have a regular number of days for her menses. Suppose she doesn't have a regular number of days for her menses. Then in this case, she takes as a reference the matter of distinction. Distinction. Distinction of what? Of the blood that she sees. If the blood descriptions and characteristics fit to be a menses blood, then we make the ruling that it is menses with respect to her. And if the blood does not fit in its characteristics to be of the menses blood, then it is not menses blood. Is that clear? And women are able to distinguish between menses and non-menses blood. Is that clear? And this is true. Most women do. We are not going to say every woman. Most women do. most women do. Third situation, if she doesn't have the distinction, she couldn't distinguish because it wasn't clear, then she refers to the regular duration of family related women, relatives of her, her mothers, her sisters, her aunts. Is that clear? Is that clear? طيب. Fourthly, if this does not exist, then she refers to the regular number of days of the woman in her community, of the woman in her community. For example, if the woman in her community, the duration goes between 5 to 10 days. The duration of menses amongst the woman in her community is between 5 to 10 days. So she takes the medium. You understand? You understand? So therefore, in these examples, we refer to what in all of these examples now? When there is no specification, we refer to what? We refer to the urf. The legislator left it. So we refer to the urf. So this is a fundamental matter in transactions, in rights, and in other than that. All the rulings require two things: knowing their specifications and their meanings, interpretations. So if we see that the legislator gave a ruling on these matters as obligated or recommended or forbidden or disliked or permissible, and the legislator specified and interpreted and distinguished, then we refer to the interpretation of the legislator as the legislator, for example, commanded the Salah and mentioned its merits and its rewards, and the legislator specified the Salah, and the legislator mentioned the details of its rulings which distinguish it from others. So in this case, we refer to what Allah and His Messenger has said specifically. And similarly, in matters of zakah, in matters of siyam, in matters of hajj, the legislator made that clear without any problem. However, if the legislator gave the ruling but did not specify, then it left it for the slaves in that which they are commonly, in that which is commonly received or commonly conventional to them, and told them to refer to it. Under this, there are many issues that fall under this understanding of this foundation. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to be good to the parents, to be treat them with righteousness, and the relatives, and the orphans, and the poor, and the wayfarer, and also to be good to mankind. What's the difference in all of this? Huh? All of these righteousness, the reference in terms of the limit, is referred to what people are know of. What people know of. Now, if I tell you the following, the stronger the relationship of kinship, then the strongest would be the joining of ties and keeping of ties, right or wrong. Right or wrong? You see that? You see that? The stronger the relationship of kinship, then the stronger the joining of ties and keeping of ties, right?
Right.
Similarly, from those relatives where it must be that you visit them at least once every week, and some it may be 2 months, once every 2 months, and some it may be every day. And who are those who are every day? You tell me. You visit them and check on them. Who are those every day on daily basis? The parents. None. See, it differs. The neighbor, the close neighbor. But there is nothing called the 40th neighbor. No, this is weak. The neighbor to you. For example, you are in an apartment. Your neighbor is the one to your right, or to your left, and to your left, and the one on top, above, and the one below. Those beyond that are not neighbors. The saying that neighborhood extends to the 40th house, this is very weak. Also, doing good to people in general. When the Prophet ﷺ said, كُلُّ مَعْرُوفٍ صَدَقَةٍ, every act of goodness is sadaqah. And this is an explicit statement from the Prophet ﷺ, that everything the person does with the creatures from the kinds of goodness is a sadaqah, is a charity. Back again. in the contracts. There are conditions set by the legislator. From that is content, acceptance by both. But the legislator did not condition for such contracts any specific wording. Any action which denotes the contract and denotes the acceptance, then it fulfills the objective. Then it fulfills the objective. The contracts, therefore, are fulfilled by all that which indicates them by saying or action. In cases also of contracts involving where there is a condition of possession, possession is what people consider as possession. And it differs with respect to the commodity. It differs with respect to the commodity. For example, a watch. Its possession is by taking it. And the possession of things which cannot be moved is by evacuating it by the seller. And that which can be transferred and moved, then its possession is by transferring and moving. So for example, if you buy, this is common, for example, in the issue of possession of things which cannot be moved, like for example a real estate. You buy from a person a piece of land. What's the possession? If there are things which belong to the seller, then in this case he needs to evacuate it, take it out. And from this also, whatever is commonly known to be negligence or transgression, then the ruling follows this common understanding. Whatever is commonly known to be negligence and transgression, then the ruling follows this common understanding. For example, someone whom you trust him with a property or you give something to him and you entrust him on that. if he is negligent or transgresses, then he must guarantee. Now what's the reference? The reference is, whatever is commonly known to be negligence and transgression, then the ruling follows. You understand? Clear this one? Okay. Take also another case. If someone finds an object, a finding, he must make it known for a whole year. And if he doesn't find its owner, he possesses it, right? This is the ruling, right? Right? طيب. He must make it known. He must make it known according to what? He must make it known according to what? Did the legislator specify how? Yes. Did the legislator specify how? I'm asking you. No. No specification. So for example, ads, putting ads in the circles where people sit. For example, outside the masajid. Outside the masajid. Now, is it, for example, sufficient to put an ad in a newspaper? The answer is no. It is not sufficient to put an ad in the newspaper, because not everyone reads, huh? Not everyone reads. Not everyone reads in newspapers. Is it sufficient to put it in on the internet? No. Not everyone uses the internet. And also from the issues which fall under this foundation, the endowment. The reference in terms of spending its benefits the reference is the conditions set by those who stipulate the endowments, and the conditions must not be in opposition to the Sharia. Now, we need to know a little bit more about the conditions of the endowments, which is known as al-waqf. Al-waqf. Some of the conditions are permissible, and some of the conditions are haram. What is the permissible? The permissible are those which don't oppose the Sharia. The conditions which don't oppose the Sharia are ja'iza, are permissible. The ones that are haram are obvious. Those are the ones which oppose the Sharia. طيب, what about the person who supervises the endowment? The person who supervises the endowment, if the conditions set for the endowment are haram, then he must oppose them. Otherwise, he would be concurring with them, and it is forbidden upon him. For example, endowment for soccer players, endowment for singers and movie actors and actresses. Here, the condition is not permissible. So the supervisor must not agree. Must not agree. What about if the conditions were permissible? What about if the conditions for the waqf, for the endowment, if they were permissible? Then what is the position of the supervisor? One of three situations may arise. Number one, the supervisor, if he opposes the conditions to that which is better, to that which is better, then this is permissible. Then this is permissible. Example. If someone assigns an endowment, makes an endowment of dates to be given to fasting people in a masjid, attending a masjid. And then the fasting people attending this masjid became few. If there were other masajid with more attendance and more need, then the question here, can he move the endowment there or not? Can he move the endowment there or not? I'm asking. Yes, it is better, because this is what of the permissible, because this would be what? In opposition for that which is more beneficial, which is better. You understand? طيب. Now, second situation, if he opposes it to that which is equivalent. Second, if he opposes for that which is equivalent. Example, the endowment is made for the benefit of seekers of knowledge in a certain place. And then the supervisor finds seekers of knowledge in another place more needy, or a place which is highly more honored, like Mecca and Medina, for example. You see, there are students of knowledge here, students of knowledge there. So in this case it is pair, in this case it is pair miscible. Permissible? Is this permissible? Or is this of the first type? Who is ready here? Yeah, that's right. That's right. This is more beneficial, so this goes to equivalent or more beneficial? First case. First type. I thought people are MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Jayyid. Abu Abdullah and Simon Kwa. This belongs to the first case. Tayyib. Take an example on the equivalent. An endowment was made to benefit the poor in Masjid X. Okay. And then he moved it to the poor in Masjid Y. Which type is this? Is there a benefit here? Is there a benefit here? No benefit. So this is equivalent. This is not permissible. This is not permissible. This is not permissible. Third, if he opposes to that which is less, to that which is less, then by all means this is what? Then by all means this is what? Not permissible to oppose it to that which is less. This is impermissible. That's right. For example, he makes an endowment to benefit seekers of knowledge. Then he changes it to an endowment to benefit, he changes it to benefit the poor. Which is better? Which is better? The better is the poor or the seekers of knowledge? Which one? The seekers of knowledge, yes. The seekers. Not the poor, no. The seekers. Why? Because the benefit of the seekers of knowledge transcends them. There the benefit to the poor is limited to the poor, but here it transcends the poor or the seekers of knowledge. Transcends them, the benefit. You understand? So, now, if we don't, if the condition of the endowment is unknown, then we refer to whom? We refer to what? in terms of its spending and so forth. We refer to the urf. Exactly. Exactly. So for example, if he says this house is an endowment and he does not specify the benefits to whom, the conditions are not met, or the documents were lost also, this happens or not? Huh? The documents may get lost, right? The documents may get lost. That's true. Then in this case we refer to, again we refer to the urf. So if we know that the endowments in a certain community are spent to cover pilgrimage for people who did not perform pilgrimage, or to cover the sacrificing of the sacrificial animals, then we do by this or we don't. Then we do by this or don't. Or don't, we don't. We do. That's right. Because this is the urf. And from this also, situations where a property is under the running of affairs, its affairs are run for long time by someone. And then comes someone else and claims it. Without a proof. Here is a house. The person lives in it for years. And also he rents it and so forth. So now it is a common issue to the people, commonly known that this is for such and such person. And then comes someone and says, no, this is mine. And he does not provide any proof. Then we don't rule for him. Unless he brings a clear proof. Also, what falls under this foundation from issues is what people consider in terms of selling and buying, what they consider as defects or defraud in selling, and buying, cheating or damaging or overcoming in selling and buying, or deception. We refer to them, to what is commonly known to be such and such defects, defraud in selling, cheating, or damaging, or overcoming, or deception. We refer in this to whom? To what? We refer to what in all of this? We refer to the urf. We refer to the urf. Similarly, in setting in cases of mahr where a dowry, a woman was entitled for a dowry, but it was not named, or it was named in a haram way, corrupt way, then we refer to what? We refer to the mahr of the like of this woman. And this differs depending on times, depending on places, depending on woman. You understand? So we assign to her the mahr of the like. But the like may differ, right? Right? The right, the like may differ. In certain communities, in certain times, at certain times, women differ also. So therefore, from this now we recap and we say that the urf, therefore, we read the first, we read the statement of the foundation, and from this discussion you will now remember the foundation, inshallah, vividly. Let us have the foundation. Foundation 9. The urf is referred to, it's a reference, in every ruling legislated by the legislator and not set by a limit nor distinguished by an interpretation or specification. The urf in this case is considered as a reference. Is this clear now? And also we mentioned where it can be considered or where it may not be considered, as discussed in the beginning. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.